Aleph on top. And Moses says, Moser Rabbi, Rashi asks a question like this. So we have in the Mishnah that said, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they both say that Lo Nechlekum, there's no machlok between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Yechayiv Echata Sanat, Adova Shu Mishay Nechod. Shu Chayiv, that if it's a suffix, whether Mishay Nechod means that you made a mice, let's say Lakiti, you picked off the apple off the tree, you only have a doubt from which tree it was. But since it's mamers the same name, even Rabbi Shul holds that you be chayiv chatis. That's called, you know now that you did a chet, you know for sure you did the melacha of ktsira, even though it's a suffix, which tree you picked it up from. But since they're both apple trees, that's called mishay machod, that for sure you chayiv chatis. Aman nechluku, where is the machlokes for a blessing Rabbi Shul in the Mishnah? Adav Shul mishum shnei shemis. Only in the case where it's two different names. So Rashi had to pshot them over there, whether it means to say that you picked off an apple, you have a doubt whether you picked off an apple or you picked off a date. You have a suffix which tree you picked it off from. Shrebleza Mechayev Chatas. Rebleza holds that when you did it, you were shogi. Now later you found out, you know for sure you picked off on Shabbos. You only have a doubt which tree did you pick it off from. From an apple tree or from a date tree. So even though it's called Mishnei Shemos, since you know for sure you did a malacha of Ktziram, therefore you chayev chatis. For Rabbi Yeshua Potter, Rabbi Yeshua holds no, in such a case also you Potter. That's not called a Shechotah bo. You do not know exactly which chet you did. You do not know what you did a chet of picking off an apple or picking off a date. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you Potter from a chatis. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, like my Koma de Pligi, what does Rabbi Yehuda argue on Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon? In the Mishnah we have that after Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and Rabbi Shimon said their Shita, then the Mishnah said that Amar Rabbi Yehuda says that Afilu Neskab in Alaki Tainim, even if he had a mind to pick off figs, Balikat Anovin, and instead he picked off grapes, or else Anovin Balikat Tainim, or Ashkaris Likat the Bonus like Ashkaris, he holds that the Machlokes for Rabbelez and Mechayev Chatis, for Rabbi Yeshua holds Potter. So Chura, Rabbi Yehuda saying the same thing as Rabbi Shimon. We're both saying the same thing, that Mishay Machod Avad Yichayiv. Where's the Machloikas on Shnei Shemus? The Chura, Tainim and Anovim, or Shcheris Nuvonim, is called Shnei Minim. So Rabbi Yehud is saying the same thing as Rabbi Shimon Chizuri and Rabbi Shimon. So where's the what's the Machloikas in the Mishnah? Like my comment, the Chura, they're both saying the same thing. So Mora says, Te Pligi bin Iskavim Lukat Anovim, Velike Tainim. The Jebiud in the Mishnah says, where is the machlokes with the person that had a mind to pick off grapes, and instead he picked off figs, or else he had a mind to take off black ones, and he took off white ones. Anovim otainim, roshcharis levonis. So who remind you, what are these two things considered like black or white, or figs or grapes? Shnei Shemus, who these are called? Shnei Shemus. And so the Gemara asks, Hainu Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Chizuri. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Mayas Lashmin, and what's Rabbi Yehuda come to teach us? Like, what is he arguing on? The Kuru, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that when you have Shnei Shemais, that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether you chayev achatas or not. But according to Rabbi Lezer, since you know for sure you did a chet on Shabbos, even though you're not sure exactly which one, that you know for sure you did, you chayev achatas, and Rabbi Yeshua holds no, since you did not know exactly which chet you did, you're parted from achatas. So what's the two shells? What's the two halachas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon Chizuri and Rabbi Yehuda? So Mor says, El Olav, it must be Misastik Ikebenav. This is the difference between the two of them. Misastik is the difference. To Rabbi Yehuda, Sova Misastik Chayiv. Now Rabbi Yehuda's case is not just Tam Mishnei Shemos, but the case is Misastik. You had in mind to pick off the grapes, and by mistake you picked off the Tainim, and together from Misastik. You did not do what you had intentions to do. Still, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda, that's the machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Rabbi Lezer, Yechayev Achatis, even though it's Misasik. Marshenken, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Savri, Misasik Potter. They held no, that Misasik is Potter. And therefore, their case is that when you did the chet, you know clo what you did. Just later, you forgot exactly which chet you did. That's the machlokes over there. Whether Mishnei Mechud or Mishnei Shemus. But in the case of Misasik, they hold Yepotah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that Misasik Takis Chayiv according to Rabbi Lezer. So that's the kasha. Before we want to say Masasik is potter, according to everybody, and now Lechur is mashma, according to Reb Yehuda, that Masasik is chayis. So Rav says, look, it's not the pshat. Loi, it could be a real Masasik divri hakopota. When you're really Masasik, when you had a mind to do one thing, to pull off grapes, and the mistake should pull off dates, everybody holds your potter. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? It's like this. In this case, the Reb Shimon Shizuri Savar Shochach Malaket Meliboi B'Shei Mechot Devri Yakel Chayiv Ki Pligi B'Shnei Shemas. Like we said in the Mishnah, they're talking about cases where Shochach Malaket Meliboi, meaning to say that first you had a mind to pull off grapes, then you forgot yourself and you decided to take off figs. At the end, it came out, the tiger pulled off the grapes. That's the machlekes over there. By Shor Malakim Liboy. See if it's B'Shei Mechod, meaning to say, let's say they're both grapes. But first you had a mind to pick off this grape. Then you change your mind to take off a different grape, and then you picked off the first grape. So he yells B'Shei Mechod, Ivri Akles Chayiv. Ki Pligi Rez Amachlekes B'Shnei Shemus. Where it's two different Shemus means two different type of trees. So again, the case where first you had a mind to pick off grapes, and then by mistake you changed your mind to take off figs, and at the end it came out you pulled off the grapes. That's where the machlekes is, whether you chayiv or not. That's the case where Reb Lez holds you chayiv. But it's not really called the case of Masasik, because lechatchila you had a mind to pick off the grapes, and at the end you did pick off the grapes. That's where Reb Lez holds you chayiv a carbon. Bashenka Nebuza Savar, Loishna B'Shemechad, Loishna B'Shnei Shemes Pligi. It doesn't make enough, even with one shame. That's what the Buddhists come to teach us. That even if it's one shame, still, in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua holds Yipata. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. That even B'Shem Mechad, also Yipata. And Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Filu B'Shem Mechad Pligi, Osrili, he holds the Shcheris Levon, B'Shem Mechad Hein. Hoyo Vei Min Echad is called the same min, as you had a mind to take off first black dates, and then you change your mind to take off white dates, and at the end of it, if you took off black dates, he held that case should be chayiv. So that's Reb Yehuda's chiddush, that the same echad also is the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Lezer, that the chiddush and the kipotah. His chiddush is that the same echad also you'll be potter according to Reb Yeshua. But a real masasik, everybody holds, you'll be potter. Rav is another pshat. Rav Amatei, the machlokes, the Mishnah is likadim mika benayu. The case we had a mind to do one before the other. The Rashi says, Shiniskavin, Loka, Zu, Tchili, had a mind to take off this one first. Viachakach, Zu, and then the other one. And what happened was, the whole Chuyod Allah that by mistake his hands went to the other one first. The Mishimim, Mishimim, Shizuri, Savri, Im, Mishay Mechod, Divri, Akhlis, Chayiv, Hel, Mishay Mechod, Heim, and in the end, he did both of them, he's Chayiv. It doesn't make a difference, he had a mind to do one before the other. The Machlokes says, Bishnei Shemais, that there are blessings to you, Chayiv Chatis. Well, you had a mind to do both of them. Even though you thought to do one before the other, that doesn't bother us. And Rabbi Shua holds your potter. No, since Bishas Lakitas Kolachas Viachas, Rashi says, Loizu Mechavan, you are Mechavan, that Mechavan to the other one. Says, Daimutim Esasik a potter. Now, if you don't know that I feel the B'Shem Mechad is also a pligi, that's the machlokes. If you don't, even B'Shem Mechad, even with one type of a tree, but if you had a mind to pull off this grape first, and then the second grape, and by mistake you did the opposite way around, still according to Rabbi Shua Yipata. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Lahaktim. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, bring your proof. It says like this, Hoyulufonov Shtei Neiris. First, they had two Neiris, two lights. Dokas that were burning. V'nischav lichvay sezu v'chiv ezu. He had a mind to shut off one of them and then the other one. Whereas lahadlik ezu v'hidlik ezu. He had a mind, there were two neris. He had a mind to cut up, put out one, and by mistake he put out the other one. Whereas he had a mind to light one, by mistake he lit the other one. Slocher is potter. This is called the case that you potter. Rashi says, Dehainu miskavin. Dehainu misasik. Like Miskaven and Liyach, you only wanted to do the other one, and you did not do the one you wanted, so you did the other one. That's called Misasik. That's your potter. This is according to everybody. But what's going to be? Lahadlik v'lichbois. You had a mind to do both, to light one and to put out one. Or else, v'kibui lahadlik, you had a mind to light and then to put out. And what you did was the opposite way. V'chivu nidlik. First you put out, then you lit it. So b'neshima ha'chatzchaim, you did it with one breath. Like you blew out this one, and then the fire flew and blew to the other one, not the other one. Sen yichayiv, even though you had a month to do the other way, because it was done with one breath, like you cannot, can't tell the difference, therefore yichayiv. What about b'shtei neshimas? Yipata. We did it on two breaths, they did the opposite way around, then taki yipata. So the ikar proof from over here is, the Rashi says that you see there's a difference between doing one before the other. But over here we say, b'neshima achas yichayiv, but b'beit neshimas yipata. To say there's such a svara, since you had him want to do one before the other, there is a svara to say that you potter. This is the right to Robin's pshat that you had a machla, you had a month to do one before the other. If you do it the opposite way, that's a shalav, that's a ptur of mesasek or not. Now the Gemara asks the question over here, though you did it b'neshimach, as for the Gemara kash lechur b'shita, havad yichayiv, why not? So Gemara says no. Matatem, I would have thought to say, lo yisavid machshavtei, still what he had in mind he did not do. To lahadlik mikore boy, he still thought that he's supposed to light, he had in mind to light one first. Or lisav lichvois, and then to take out the other one. And v'chiyovid mais, so what he did was though, kivu first, he put out the first one, lisav hidlik, who? V'yayla potter, maybe since he did it the opposite way around, maybe this also should be potter. Yes, kamash matzachidish no, kamash malon. Nidiak tume lemaktim. Since true, he did not do one before the other. But achur lemiachas. That's what I say. He didn't do it later though. And since it's called b'neshimachas, that's not to give it a shame like one time. Therefore, maybe you didn't do the first one first. You didn't put it out. You didn't light it first. But the mice, it's not called that you lit it second. It's called b'neshimachas. Called b'basachas. That's what the mice yichayis. That's the chiddush over here. Turn around a little like this. What's going to be on Shabbos? Ha'achoyte gecholim b'Shabbos. Someone that takes out a shovel full of coals, he has a big pile of coals, and he takes a shovel full from the bottom ones and puts it on the top. So he's chayiv chatis. The ma'aseh, by doing that, you're making it burn better. So he's chayiv mishum echaber, mishum avir. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I'm mishum Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, chayiv shtayim, shno, doing such a thing, he's chayiv twice, for two melachis. Bevnei shum echaber, so yenis. By you taking the bottom coals and putting on the top ones, you're like putting out the top ones. The pressure going down now is like putting out the top ones. Or Mavra says, Tachtoin, it's also fitted, like now you're burning the bottom ones, but taking the bottom ones out from underneath and putting it on top, it's going to burn much better. So that's called the Mavra says, Tachtoin. See all the chayiv twice. So for the more of a Maya skin, what's the case talking about over here? If he had a moitaka to make the bottom ones burn better and to take out the top ones, so my time will demand the potter. What do you hold your potter from two? He should be chayiv twice. Elo, the case is lo mechavin lahavir, he did not have a moin to make the bottom ones burn. But his moin was just to take the bottom coals, put it on top, is to put out the top ones. So then my time will demand the mechayiv tati. What do you hold your chayiv twice? If he didn't have a moin to make havorom, you only had a moin to make kivui, so why should you be chayiv twice? I guess I name Miskavin, why should you be chayiv twice? So more says like this, that Reb Lezer, Rabbi Chanina, the Yamr Tavai, is about to say like this, that Kogoyin, the case is talking about, Shenitzkavin, Lichvois, Helionis, he had a mind to put out the top ones. Again, the top coals, they burn very well. So he wanted to put them out, because we're talking about now the guy was a Pachman, means he like sells coals, he wants to have good coals. So now that they're burning well, he wants to put it out to save it. So his Kavana was, Kogoyin, Shenitzkavin, Lichvois, Helionis, in order to make the bottom ones burn better. So Rashi says, it means to say is that really Zika Kavana was just to put out the top ones. But he knows he has to take out from the bottom ones to put it on top. So he knows he's going to make a Maisavara. He knows he's going to make the bottom ones burn better. But his only Kavana was only Amanath to make the top one go out. That's the Machlaika, the Tanakama, Savar, Mekanka, Bavara, Potam. Like the fact you made the bottom ones burn, you did not really have in mind. Like you knew you were doing it, but you were ruining it. It was a kilka for you. Really, you didn't want it to burn. So therefore it's called like it's mekalkel b'havarim. You're making it burn, it's just ruining the coal. Because if the coal goes out, it'll be better off. Now that it's burning up, you don't want it. That's called the kilka b'havarim. So Tanakam holds mekalkel b'havarim is potter. Like all other malachas, kilkel is potter. But Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadok Amar, they held no chayiv, that they hold b'havara this melach of chabur and havara, these two melach of held, even though you be mekalkol, still you chayiv. The Gemara says v'chein Amar Reb Yechonon, says like this, v'chein Amar Reb Yechonon, v'nafach shanu, we're talking about a nafach, a blacksmith here, that he needs these coals. That's the case we're talking about, where he's putting out the top coals, amanas to preserve them, but agav, he has to make the bottom ones burn better. So that havara is like a kilkul. Says to machlekes is kilkul b'havara chayiv or pota. And the Gemara says, I'm Reb Yechonon. Reb Yechonon says, or some have the years, it shouldn't be Reb Yechonon. The Shita says, Reb Yechonon should be that Av Kadalin is Gal Satamash Halacha. So up until now, we did not know Pshat this halacha. And now, according to Reb Yechonon's Pshat, Benafach Shon, like we just said, who he had in mind to make the top one goes out. And Agav, he had to make the bottom ones burn, even though it's a kilkum. That's the machlokes. Now we know Pshat in that halacha. Talmud Gemara says that Ami Bar Avin, Rav Chananya Bar Avin the Amar Tavar, they both say like this. The case is talking about Kugrenshin is Kavin Lichvois Lahavir. He had a mind to do both. He had a mind Lichvois to put out, and also Lahavir to make it burn. The Tanakam is Savolok Reb Yosi. The Yomar Havor Lalav Yosis. He learns Poshit. The case is we had a mind to do both things. He had a mind to take out the bottom coals to make them burn better and cover up the top ones to put the top ones out. So Taki had a mind to do both lichvois lahavir. Tanakam is sovelok Reb Yosi. The Yomar Havor Lalav Yosis, that Havor is only a lav on Shabbos, not a nav malacha. That's why you only get one chatis, not two. For Reb Lezer, Reb Zodig, it says the chayiv two sovereign hills like Reb Nosson, the Yom Havor Lachalik Yosis. That the reason why Torah says an extra time, like Savar Reish Bechol Mashur Seichem, even though it was Nichla and the Lama Tes Melochas, not the Pshat Istam Lelav Yoseis, but rather teach us Lechalik Yoseis, that for every Av Melocha, you get a separate Chiyav Chatis. Now Rav Lama Rav says another Pshat, that Lahak to Mika Benah, like we had before, Mechalik Yisrobir, Lahak to Rashi says, Shineskav in Lahad Lechilo, V'yachakach Lichvois, and that was his kavon. It did the opposite way. The hidluk, the kavon, betchiyachas. It did the opposite way of betchiyachas with one putting out. So therefore, one movement. The Tanakama is chayish lemuktim amucha. Tanakama holds since he did not do it the right way, he's not chayish twice, but one he is. Rashi says, because we said even though he didn't do the right one first, but it's not called he did the second one second. Since it happened b'vasachas like, I call upon him one yichayish. And Reb Lezer is not chayish laktim alamacher, and therefore he says even though you had kavanah to do one before the other, Lamais is called you did both of them, therefore you hold yichayiv. Now Rav Ashi says v'goyish niskavin lichvois v'hoviru malayim. You had kavanah just to make a ma'isa kibui. You had kavanah bika to put out the top ones, and by itself, like a gainim miskavin, the bottom ones started to burn better. But Tanakama sablok Reb Shimon the other davar shenim miskavin is potter. That's why he held the only chayiv one and not two. Reb Lezer, Reb Sedek, Sovlok, Reb Yehuda, the Yom, Adover, Shein, Maskav, and Eschayiv. So according to Reb Yehuda, the Adover, Shein, Maskav, and Eschayiv, here also, even though you're not mechavim to make the bottom ones burn better, but the mice you made them burn better on Shabbat, that's why you chayiv twice. That's our gears in the Gemara. Tosis there is the Kashya, and the Gemara in Ksubus is Mashmom, but Tosis Pshat there, that according to Reb Yehuda, it holds Adover, Shein, Maskav, and is also on Shabbos is only Midirabonim. As I call upon him Midiraisi after Melechus Mach Shabbos is allowed also Midiraisi only Midirabonim. And here it's Mashmo that Yechai Vachatis. So Mashmo it's also Midiraisi. So Tez wants to change the gears here and says here about attack a song about where it's a psik ratio. So consider like it is the Miskavim, but the Ptur is Arab Lachashain Surich Lagufa. That's what it's on a Kamal Diapota. But not because of any Miskavim, but it's called the Dova Mlocha Shev Tzvich Lagufla. Like really, that's the next part in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim, Ha Achoyte Gecholim B'Shabbos. Somebody was like Achoyte, putting his shovels, like moving around the coals, burning coals on Shabbos. This Chamin, the reason why he was pushing them aside was to make the heat come up. This Chamin Be'em. And what happened was, V'hura Rum Eleim, by itself now started to get more hotter to burn better. The coals started to burn better. So Tony Chod, one price that says, Chai, Yitaka Chai for the Yisra Bavor on Shabbos. But Tony Dech Pot, Yipot around the Avoro of Shabbos. So Mer explains, Chod, Tony Chai, the one that says, Yichai, Ksobar, Mlocha Shared Tzvichel Guf is Chayiv Olay. This is called the Mlocha Shared Tzvichel Guf here. It's not called Eini Mitzkavein, because she had in mind to do this mice of taking out the shovels full of the coals. So the action you did, you had in mind. Just you did not have in mind to make it burn better, you only had in mind that the heat should be dispersed, come up. So that's called the Mlocha Shared Tzvichel Gufa. You Mitzkavein, you knew what you were doing. Just you don't have intentions for that malacha, that's called the malacha shetzvichel gufa. You do not need the gufa of the malacha. The gufa of the malacha is to make it burn now, and you don't need that burning. You only want the heat to come up. So the Tanakhama says, your potter holds, malacha shetzvichel gufa is potter alay. And the one that holds chayiv, the water tani chayiv, kesav malacha shetzvichel gufa is chayiv alay. That's my focus, if you didn't have shimin. The water tani, potter gemar says, kesav malacha shetzvichel gufa, Potterless, that's this machloikis. That's what we learn throughout the year. Not a machloikis in Dovah Shein Miskavin. It could be really a subsic ratio. It's called you have kavana over here. Machloikis is, you don't have kavana for the goof of the melacha. You don't really need this havara. In the Mishkan, when they made havara burning something, they needed the fire. Here, the fact you're making these coals burn better is not the pshat. You need the coals. You don't need the burning of it. So it's called the melacha. So it's rikla gufa. That's machloikis if you're chayiv alay, you're not. That's machlokes with a chayiv too, or what? Hadjun alecho safak ochal chelev. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be ochal dam shchita? Somebody eats the dam of a shchita from a behema, the chayiv oif. If you eat the blood that comes out of a shah shchita, whether it's a behema with a chayiv with a knife, bein temeim, bein term, whether the behemas are temeim or term, there's still nisa chiv chorus, eat the dam of a behema. What about dam nechira? Not that you made a shchita, but dam nechira means you just dam cut off. The dam that comes up a shah shchita, that you stab, let's say, you stab a bal chai by its neck, and the blood comes dripping out. The kitz of the neshama goes out through this. That's also chayv karas. Hu adim dam ikar. The dam that you uproot the simonim, the veshet and the kona. You uproot them, you tear them out, and the blood starts dripping out. That dam is also called dam hanefesh, that you chayv karas. Dam hakozah, let's say stam by a balchai, that you made like an operation that you stam cut it, and you want it for a food that the blood should come out. But shanashama yoytze bo chayovim alof. The dam that comes out, that the neshama comes out with it, that dam hakozah yichayev koros if you eat it. The Gemara will explain exactly what dam that is. That's kozman shemakaleh. Kozman, the dam is like a spur coming out like a faucet. Shemakaleh is dripping out. It comes out the koyach, that dam is called the dam hakozah, that it's in the Sham Yitzesbor that Yechayev Koros. Now, Chayov Malov, and all these dams, Yechayev Koros, if you eat it. If you eat the Gezayis, the Menav Amazah, Yechayev Koros. Now, dam matchol, the dam of the spleen, dam halev, the dam that you have in the heart of the animal, dam beitzim, the dam that's in the beitzim, Machlekes Rashi Tup Shotim, what it means, a dam of a beitzim, our eggs that we eat, or it means dam beitzim of a behema, or else dam chagovim, the blood in the grasshopper, dam atamsus, that's the dam that choices comes out after the neshama comes out, the last flow of blood that comes out afterwards, that's called dam atamsus. Is ein chayev molof on these things that we eat them, you're not chayev chorus on this, because the pasuk says, ki Nefesh kol bosa doma hi, so it has to be dama nefesh chayiv chatis. Otherwise, you're not chayiv chatis. But mashma, there is an issa though. An issa there is. So we'll see exactly if it's true of all these things the Mishnah have an issa or not. Then the Mishnah ends off and says that Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv bedama tamsa. He also knows the dam that comes out even after the dama nefesh, he also see chayiv chatis for that. Even for the dama tamsa, he also chayiv. But the look was like the Tanakama, you're part of the chorus. Nothing more says to Rabbanim. The Pasuk says, Kol dam loy soichlu, cannot eat any dam. Is Shemay, I hear from here, I feel the dam halchishtayim, even dam of a person, a dam that comes out from a person, there'll be an istachiv chorus, teed it. Hu adin dam beitzim, maybe it's also the dam in an egg. Dam chagovim, the dam of a grasshopper. Dam dogim, dam of fish. Hakol b'chal, maybe the role b'chal, this lav of kol dam masechel tichayiv chorus. Tamlem, the pasuk comes up and says, no, liyoif ula behema. It says, kol dam letochlu loif ula behema. So the pasuk says, b'chol dam letochlu b'chol mosh masechem, loif v'la behema. So therefore we dashin ma oifa behema miyuchodim the separate sheish pem tuma kala, they have tuma kala, and also they have a tuma chamura. We'll soon see what that means. And also v'yesh pem isa v'heter, there's an isa tidus before shchit, after shchit with muta. Fein min bosa to min bosa is af kol, all of the dam that comes af kol sheish poi tuma kala. That's to have tuma kala. Rashi says tuma kala means tumas oichlin bekebeitza. You have the kibbutz of that dam, or from the meat of the behemoth, it has tumas oichlin on it. So from this oitzi dam yochishtam, I take out dam that comes out from an odom. Dam of an odom, sheesh pem tuma chamura, but vihem pem tuma kal. The boss of a mace has tuma chamura, and achnam is nava tuma. There'll be a tumas masa, tumas oil we know on it, but there's no tumas oichlin by a boss. By a boss of a person, there's no tumas or oichlin. Therefore, since it doesn't have a tumas kal on the bosser of an odom, therefore the dam that comes out from a person, there's no isid yiraisam, there's no chiv koris to eat the dam of mahal chayshdayim. So therefore it's called oitzi dam al chayshdayim sheish pem tumah chamur, they have a tumah de chumah, they have a chumah de katumah meis, but vein pem tumah kala. Oitzi dam also, I take out the gemara of chafalafi, oitzi dam shirotzim, shein bem tuma chamura. It doesn't have any tuma chamura dam shirotzim. There's no tumas ava tuma by shirotzim. It's not matam and adam. Oitzi dam beitzim, I take out dam beitzim also, shein min boso. Beitzim is not min boso. Dam chagovim, dam dogim, dam fish, dam chagovim, shakuli heter, the whole thing is mut, there's no isa. Healthy something has a heter and an isa. This does not have any isa to it, you'll not eat it. The Torah speaks about oitzi dam shirotzim shein bem tuma chamura. The yafakav even though it's metama b'maga and b'maga b'masa miyolay metama or metama maga but b'masa miyolay metama, it has no tumas masa on it. Who adin hazam tumas pagodim? See if a shirotzim is not called a tuma chamura. Who adin dam beitzim? Who adin dam chagovim? Chagovim. Then the person says oif lebeimo. I ma oif or just like a oif shein bo klayim. So that's the drushy, that's how we know what the use of dam applies to and what it doesn't apply to. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape.